My answer is going to make reference to three models for arguments. The first model, let's call this the dialectical model, is that we think of arguments as war, and you know what that's like. There's a lot of screaming and shouting and winning and losing, and that's not really a very helpful model for argument, but it's a pretty common and entrenched model for arguing. But there's a second model for arguing, arguments as proofs. Think of a mathematician's argument. Here's my argument. Does it work? Is it any good? Are the premises warranted? Are the inferences valid? Does the conclusion follow from the premises? No opposition, no adversariality, not necessarily any arguing in the adversarial sense. But there's a third model to keep in mind that I think is going to be very helpful, and that is arguments as performances, arguments in front of an audience. We can think of a politician trying to present a position, trying to convince the audience of something. But there's another twist on this model that I really think is important, namely that when we argue before an audience, sometimes the audience has a more participatory role in the argument. That is, arguments are also audiences in front of juries who make a judgment, decide the case. Let's call this the rhetorical model, where you have to tailor your argument to the audience at hand. You know, presenting a sound, you know, well-argued, tight argument in English before a Francophone audience just isn't going to work. So we have these models, argument as war, argument as proof, and argument as performance. Of those three, the argument as war is the dominant one. It dominates how we talk about arguments, it dominates how we think about arguments, and because of that, it shapes how we argue, our actual conduct in arguments. Now, when we talk about arguments, yeah, we talk in a very militaristic language. We want strong arguments, arguments that have a lot of punch, arguments that are right on target. We want to have our defenses up and our strategies all in order. We want killer arguments. That's the kind of argument we want. It is the dominant way of thinking about arguments. When I said talking about arguments, that's probably what you thought of, the adversarial model. But the war metaphor, the war paradigm or model for thinking about arguments has, I think, deforming effects on how we argue. First, it elevates tactics over substance. Right? You take class in logic, argumentation, you learn all about the subterfuges that people use to try and win arguments, the false steps. It magnifies the us versus them aspect of it. It makes it adversarial. It's polarizing. And the only foreseeable outcomes is triumph, glorious triumph, or abject, ignominious defeat. I think those are deforming effects. And worst of all, it seems to prevent things like negotiation or deliberation or compromise or collaboration.